Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Tes Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we have begun Simen Reish Tes Zayin, which deals with the bracha that you make on smelling various items. And we're already on the second line, a relatively short daf today, on Kuf Chof Tes Omud Beis, and we will continue with the Mechaber in the second line, where the Mechaber says, V'al Kulam, on all sorts of these things, they were talking about that you make a different bracha, various types of brachos. So we said on a tree or things that come from a tree, you make an atzei besomim. If it grows from the ground, we say isvei besomim. If it neither is from a tree or from the ground, it's, for example, like musk. So we said in yesterday's share that you make the generic bracha borimini besomim. If it's a fruit that you smell and has an aromatic smell to it, if you eat it or not, you make a nosin reach tov bapeiros. So here he tells us, the Mechaber is now telling us, v'al kulam, on all of these different brachos that you would make for smelling. Im Omar Borei Mine Besamim, if by default you did not know the bracha, or there's a suffix as to what bracha should be, if you made a Borei Mine Besamim, Yotze, a person would be Yotze. This is the default generic bracha that you can make on any reyach. And therefore, Hilkach, Al Kol Dover Shu Mesupik Bo, if you have doubt, there's a machlokis as to which one to make, so you'll be Yotzi no matter what. If you make the Bori Mine Besamim, the Mechaber tells us, Mavarech Bori Mine Besamim. That's the preferable bracha that a person should say. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Bey says, V'al Kulam, and all of these that we talked about, Bein Sheiriach Be'etz, whether you're talking about something that has its origins from a tree, O Be'esav, or origins from the ground, O Befrisha Meriach, or a fruit that you're smelling the fruit. So in all of these things where the proper bracha is not necessarily a Bori Mine Besamim, but nevertheless, if you did make a Bori Mine Besamim, you are Yotze. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Shilushon Bracha Zu Koleles Hakol. This bracha includes all the others. Borei Mine Besamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates different types of besamim. That includes the ones that come from the ground, comes from a tree, and the ones that come from animals. This is similar to the fact that a bracha shahako, shekolelos kol minei achila v'shasiya, will bid the eved work on anything that you made a bracha on, anything that you ate. If you made a shahakol on it, your yotzi bid the eved, as the shahako can be a default bracha for anything that you eat or drink. Now, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, v'das eiz achronim, there are other achronim that disagree with this. And they say, should be the eved in Berach Areach Shahako Yotza. They say that even on non-food items, non-drink items, if you make a shahako, so if a person doesn't know the bracha, if he made a shahako on reach, on smelling something, he would also be Yotze. The lo adif reach shanah muetesi meachilu shesia shanah samaruba. Because how could it possibly be that if you're Yotze on something that you eat and drink, which has a bigger hanah, and the shahako works for that as a default position, so it certainly should be able to work for something that's a smaller hanah, a less distinct and less into the body type of hanoah like smell. So therefore, these achronim hold that a shahako would even work on reyach. V'yafo bikein yotzim shahako. And therefore, you can be yotzim with a shahako with the different things that you would make a bracha on for smell. If you didn't know the right bracha, you made a shahako. However, the das mogin giborim shafilu b'dievel lo yotzim. The das of the mogin giborim, however, is that you would not be yotzim with a shahako on reyach even b'dievel. Why? Given the Einzu Matabeya Shetovu Chachomim Bebrachos. This was not the way the rabbis set this up. The rabbis set up a shahako works for eating and drinking, but they never set up that a shahako should work for reyach. And therefore, Velo Niskan Birka Shahako Kim Achila Ushasia. Therefore, the bracha of shahako was never set up by the rabbis, and therefore it cannot work except on a default, as the default bracha for any type of eating or drinking, but it cannot work as the default bracha for reyach. So this is a machlokas that the Mishneh Berurah brings down between those achronim that say shahako could work on reyach and the mogin giborim who says it does not. But all would seem to agree that if you're not sure what bracha to make on reyach, so then the default position would be that borei mine besamim would work according to everybody. The issue for number 15 brings down a fascinating question. He says, by Havdalah, why does everybody always make a Bori Mine Besamim? You probably never heard people make a different bracha at Havdalah for Bori Mine Besamim. So he brings down that the Minog, as in, stated by Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Havdalah, the Minog is that everybody makes a Bori Mine Besamim on whatever min they have for Havdalah. And he says the reason for that is Kidei Shelo Yitu Hamon Ha'am, so that people who are not necessarily the most knowledgeable will not make a mistake. And if they're not baki in what bracha to make, so therefore the default position is you always make a Bori Mine Besamim, because as we've already pointed out, B'di Eved, you are Yotze with that. However, he does point out, Mikomakom Kosav, the Shulchan Aruch there writes, Shelechatchila tov yoser sheyikach lebesamim min shebirchaso horyu yehi barin usamim. It's therefore preferable to take something that lechatchila the bracha is barin min usamim, and not that it's only b'dieved acceptable to make a barin min usamim on it. So, for example, he says, take musk. Musk is clearly a barin min usamim. Or, he says, take cloves, otzi porin, which we'll learn in the next minute or two, in Shulchan Aruch, sheladas har biachronim, birchaso borimini b'samim as well, as we'll learn in a moment. But that explains why we always make a borimini b'samim. You should try to b'zavke, have something that the true bracha is borimini b'samim, but if even if somebody does have something else, the standard bracha is borimini b'samim by Havdol. Now we go to the next line in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, al egos muscata, on this type of a plant called egos muscata. What exactly is that? So in the Tirgum number one, he says this muscata is a type of a pre, and in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudal, he tells us pirush imrotze lariyapu, if a person wishes to smell this item and get hanoah from it, as opposed to if you have no intention to smell something or you don't enjoy that smell, so you're not smelling it for the intent to get hanoah, so then you wouldn't have to make a bracha at all. But if a person does pick up something, this egos muscata over here, to go and make a bracha on it to enjoy the smell, I saw some translate this egos muscata over here as being nutmeg. In any event, on this nutmeg, egos muscata, or vial knile. What is that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezvav tells us the kinle, he has it pronounced kinle, not knile, shekorin tzimering. And this, and the Tirgum number two, tells us is kinamon, which is usually translated as cinnamon. So far we're dealing with this nutmeg and cinnamon. And then the next one is this clove, which is exactly what it sounds like. According to many, this is clove. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezvav explains that the clove, shekorin negelach, which if you look in Tirgum three, so he tells us that this is clove, tziporin. And in any event, all of these things, the Mishnah Berurah continues, af agav dekol hanehe mine besomim, even though these are all types of besomim over here, mikol mokom ikrayu liachilo kaime. He brings down from the Rosh that all of these, their major purpose is normally to be added to foods. So in all of these situations over here, now we'll leave this Mishnah Berurah, we'll come back to it in a moment. So on all of these things, this nutmeg, the cinnamon, and on the cloves, and then the Mishnah Mechaber tells us, v'chol besomim shem lachilo, or any other spice whose main purpose is for eating over here. So if you do smell it, it has a nice smell, so then you say, Mevarech, Hanosin Reach Toba Peros, or Asher Nosan Reach Toba Peros. We had this machlokis yesterday, what's the right Nosach, Nosin or Asher Nosan? So Mechaber Lushitasu says, Hanosin Reach Toba Peros, since their primary purpose is to be eaten, it's put into spices, into food, so therefore, this has the same bracha as a fruit, for which you make Hanosin Reach Toba Peros when you smell the fruit, even though its primary purpose is for eating. Chavetz Chaim L'Sharetzion, Osud Beis, tells us over here that smearing over here, this clove, Bevadai royally ochlo ayede taruvus and mevarchan Allah. You definitely go and eat it, and when you eat it, you would make a bracha on it. And he says, Shame priyala, and it has the status of being a fruit. And therefore, the proper bracha, when you're smelling it, is nosein or asher nosan reach toba feirus. As opposed to something else, he continues with that, the Mashal B'chayyodam in Hilchos Shabbos, that he says, on this English pelpelin, on these English peppers, yuchal avarach bar minim b'samin, that you would make a bar minim b'samin on. And in Yishufut number 18, he brings down, in regards to plain peppers or ginger, we will learn in Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin, sheyesh machlokes im avarachem aleim. We do have a big machlokis. Are they considered food items, or are they considered just something purely for smelling? And he says a suffik brach in that situation. And the Chayyadim brings down over there that she'ein lo hariach bam. It would be preferable for a person not to get involved in the machlokis over here and don't smell them. And this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says because you have a suffik over here as to whether you do or you not make a brach on it over here, or which brach you should make, he says nachun shelo lariach bam b'chdei shelo likonis l'suffik. Very interesting. We have this in many places where we say don't do something because it's going to put you into a suffik situation that you're going to have to go against some great poskim under each situation. For example, we talked about don't eat a single birya if it's less than the shear, because then you're going to have a machlokas. Do you not have to make a bracha achrona? Either eat several of them, or make sure that you're eating something else that you definitely have to make a bracha achrona on in order to get around the suffix. So to over here, make sure that you're smelling something else that would be yotzi this if you do need to make a bracha, and you're eating something else that you would make the bracha on it in order to get around the suffix bracha over here. any event, the Chofetz Chaim over here in the conclusion of the Shaar HaTzion over here, Osir Bey says, Lani is dati, nirin diyuchal varach Allah, birchas ha-shenosah. He says that you could over here make this bracha as if it was an edible fruit, and therefore on the smell you make an osin reach tov peiros, or the Mishnah Berurah Shitatzah over here says, ha-shenosah. Now, he says, however, you would be able to as well if you had made a barbini and some yotze, because in this situation we in fact say that that's the default bracha for everything. And he concludes, he says, maybe we should follow the chayyadim in this situation, who says, you should make a barbini and some, because you had the chayyadim to rely upon the chachila, and you have everybody else to rely upon at least b'di'evit. So maybe he concludes that's the better situation when you have this suffix over here. In any event, we now continue in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Sivkot and Tezayin, and he concludes and he says, "V'ayin b'achronim, look in the various achronim shemefakvif in the inyan clove." They have a big machlokus, which we've already alluded to in regard to what the bracha is on clove. And he says, "V'harbi mehem maskimim shetov yosel levarach barim inim besamim." Many say that lechatchila, like the chayyadim, that you should make a barim inim besamim al reicha, of course, when you're smelling it. And the issue, footnote number 16, brings down that nowadays, bizmanenu, she'ein hatziporin osoy kokach l'tavlin, he says that nowadays, most people don't eat the clove. It's not a regular addition to spices over here. So he brings down, maybe the opinion today of the Shulchan Aruch would be, like the Chayyadim, that you should make a bar minim b'samim on the clothes. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch would change, because his opinion was that you only make the bracha of hanosin reach tov b'peiros because you also eat it. But if you don't eat it, if its primary purpose is only now for smelling, so then maybe he would agree that the proper bracha is a bar minim b'samim. And Shel Suvas Orlitzion adds, Shemuvar HaTziporin Hazu Yesh Gam Perach HaNikro HaTziporin. He says there's another type of growth, also known as Tziporin. And he says that Vadai Birchaso Atzei B'Somim. That is an Atzei B'Somim. That certainly is not a food. And that other type of clove is called Atzei B'Somim. Mishnah Berurah continues now and he writes, Kosva Achronin, what about other aromatic substances? So he says, HaMeriach B'Kove, if somebody is smelling coffee, Kirtusha, and it's ground up coffee grounds, v'ichama, and if it's hot, so it has a beautiful aroma. Sharecha nodeh, the smell wafts around the room. V'adam nenem yosareach, the smell of hot brewed coffee is a delicious smell. So he says, tzarech levarech, you have to make a brach in this situation as well, asher nosan v'chule, asher nosan reach tol b'peiros, because the coffee bean is a food. Requires, of course, a bracha of nanin when you eat it, and therefore, when you smell it, you should make the bracha nosin or asher nosan reach tol b'peiros. The issue foot number 17 brings down, what about hot bread? So the Ramah brings down, now we have a printing mistake over here in the Dershu footnote number 17. It says Simen Yud Gimel, but it really is Simen Yud Dalet. And he brings down over there, Shiyeshomim She'ein Mevarach Malrecha Baruch Shanosan Reach Tov B'Pas, that there are those that do not make the bracha, a special bracha when you smell delicious, freshly baked bread, that you should make a bracha Shanosan Reach Tov B'Pas, but then he brings down an alternate opinion, Yeshomim De'ein Mevarach Halel. And therefore he says, Lekach ein lo riach bo. Similar idea over there. He says, better not to get involved in this machlokis, should you or should you not make a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over there is going to tell us in Sifkot Nunhei, Shezel mitmei she'ein zeh reach choshuv she'er roi levarach halav. The reasoning why some say you don't make a bracha is it's not considered a significant enough reach over here. And the Aruch HaShulchan comments, Sheheir shelechora ein pas shonim mitavsho. Technically, bread should not be any different than any cooked dish. She'ein levarach halav. Achim richo tov. We normally don't make a bracha when you walk into a room and the cholent's deliciously cooking before Shabbos starts and the fleishig stuff is delicious, the kugels. So you don't make a special brach on that. Achim richo tov, though it's delicious. Mibnei she'ein hakavona bo avu arech. Because the purpose over there is to eat it, it's not to have a nice aroma. And therefore, that's why that opinion is brought down, that we'll have this discussion in a few days, whether or not you make a special bracha on smelling bread. The Halacha Berurah brings down a number of other interesting questions on brachos over here. He says, first of all, there's a klal. How do you know whether it's aseh b'tzomim versus asveh b'tzomim, whether it's from a tree or from the ground? So he says, kol ilon shegizo kosher, any tree that has a hard trunk, and the leaves, ve'olim yotzim migeza eitz, they come out from the branches of the tree, ve'lo mehashorish b'adom, and not coming up from the ground, from the roots in the ground, ve'geza eitz miskai mishona l'shona, and it's a tree, it stays there from year to year. So in this situation, you would make, according to everybody, borei atzei b'somim. That's clear. He says, however, v'kosha ein ha'geza miskai mishona l'shona, if it's not the type of a tree that regrows from year to year, and v'tzaruch l'zoro michodesh, you have to replant it again. So he says, in that situation, even if the geza is kosher, has a hard trunk, and certainly if it's a soft trunk, or it doesn't even have a trunk, it just has leaves coming out from the shorish in the ground, according to everybody, that would be an asve besamim. Likewise, he says, if it doesn't last from year to year, even if the roots stay, but the trunk doesn't stay, and he says in this situation, you don't have to replant it again, you still make a bore isve besamim. Now, he then adds, if he says, if the stalk over here, the trunk, is soft like that of a vegetable, however, it does stay from year to year, and the leaves that come out from this trunk over here, lo mehasharoshim, not from the roots, they come out from the trunk. Or he says, the gezas koshikates, it's hard like a tree trunk, avol embo simoni ilon inyan birchas enenim, but you wouldn't make a bari pri eitz on anything growing from it, the bracha would be a bari pri adama. He says, kagon she'ein ha-gezer miskai mishon l'shon, it doesn't grow from yidiyah, it would be something like a banana tree. So he said, in this situation, that's a machlokas, whether you make a bari atzei besamim or a bari itzvei besamim. And he says, therefore, misafik, you should make a bari nine besamim. That will conclude today's shir.